Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Educational Group web show. My name is Kaden Behan, your host and the volunteer for New Heights Educational Group. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of volunteering, and excuse my voice just a little bit. I've been sick these past couple of days, but I do hope the audience will bear with me. So today, like I said, we will be talking about volunteering, which is very important to the New Heights community and to the community in general, wherever you live. Volunteering is always a vital, important part of maintaining the community. But before we begin, I'd just like to announce a few things, a few upcoming events, fun things to look forward to for the summer for New Heights. Recognition Day pool party and the potluck will be July 6th, starting at 4 p.m. All families, regardless of school choice, are invited. You're asked to bring a dish or a dessert to share. Please RSVP if you're attending, and for the address and directions, please contact us directly. Join us for a day of enjoyment, fellowship, swimming, volunteer, and student awards. In order to contact us to RSVP, or if you have any questions, please email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or call us at 419-786-0247. This event, of course, is tentative if there is inclement weather, and if there is, you'll be receiving an update on when the pushed back event will be. We will also meet at a location in Defiance Park for this potluck. Check our website for updates and call us directly, again, if you have any questions. Graduation Day is also coming up soon. Yay, you are graduating soon. August 3rd is graduation day. 11:30 to 12:30, the ceremony will be held. The deadline to RSVP is June 3rd, and this graduation ceremony is for homeschool and charter school families. Contact us directly if you would like to participate. Volunteers are also needed for this event, so if you would like to volunteer, please also do contact us. Again, did you know that New Heights offers contests for a nominal fee? Please visit our news events gallery page and scroll down to community events and contests for more information. Also, New Heights takes vehicle and boat donations. Please visit our website to discover how you can help. Page and click on vehicle donations for more info and perhaps donate one of your vehicles. We are in need also of a volunteer to lead in our person Enrichment Day classes, so if you're interested in this, please contact us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or call us at 419-786-0247 or visit our website at www.newheightseducation.org. So now let us continue on to our discussion. Like I said, we're going to be talking about volunteering, which I know has been a very important part of my life. Which has led me to come in contact with New Heights Educational Group, which has really benefited me and New Heights Educational Group equally. So we're going to talk about who can volunteer for New Heights. Just about anyone, high school and college students that need experience, teachers, tutors. There are also paid opportunities as well. Graphic organizers, researchers, website designers, grant writers, event planners, field trip coordinators, proofreaders, document and classroom builders, class monitors, yearbook designers, advisory panel, and so much more. You can check out our website for more information. Why would someone want to volunteer? Either at New Heights or at any other organization. Personally, I did it because I was interested in expanding my skills I came from a very academic-oriented background for high school, and I wanted to explore different skills in graphic design, so I started out working for New Heights as their newsletter creator, and I just built from there, and I've been working on my experience now as a radio show host, so it's been quite a ride. So other reasons why you may want to volunteer is for, again, work experience, training in your preferred field, job exploration, references, and giving back to the community, and in turn, bettering the community. When can you volunteer? How many hours do you need to give? This is completely up to you, the volunteer. Though some nonprofits may have deadlines, you normally have plenty of notice to complete requested tasks. I know for certain that New Heights Educational Group does a great job at setting goals and appropriate deadlines for these goals, and has really helped me to be able to manage my time well, to organize, you know, things that I'm sure many volunteers are busy with, either school, work, other responsibilities that they have. Excuse me. Other places that you can volunteer are local law enforcement agencies, such as police stations. You can also volunteer at fire stations, community emergency response teams, hospitals, the United Way, colleges, government offices, libraries, Boy and Girl Scouts, 4-H offices. And if you have a particular career goal, you could contact different areas, different businesses in your area, and see if you can intern to learn your particular trade. Great sites of reference for searching for volunteer opportunities include greatnonprofits.org, volunteermatch.org, christianvolunteering.org, and grassroots.org. Additionally, some reasons why volunteering is so important is that you really learn to grow outside of your comfort zone. You learn new skills that you've had, or you're honing in on now, or that you've never had, and you now are able to express those, like I was able to with volunteering for New Heights. Another thing that I just want to stress, especially, is that I know that when I was searching for volunteer opportunities, I was limited due to my inability to drive at the time. I was under the age to drive, and also my parents worked very late, so they weren't able to take me anywhere physically. So what I did is I went on one of the sites, volunteermatch.org, and I searched specific areas of interest that I wanted to do, such as medical or education, literacy, community, children. You can look under all these different subtitles of information that you want to be matched up with for volunteering. And I found virtual opportunities. And these opportunities, like the ones that I perform in New Heights, I can complete at home, as I am now, as your host. So this is a really, really great opportunity for me, and I wish that somebody had told me about it much sooner, that there were these virtual opportunities available and that I didn't have to necessarily physically be present in order to give back to the community. Another way that a lot of young people I see now are able to give back to the community is by becoming EMTs. Personally, I became an EMT recently due to a program that I have in my high school, and it's been a greatly, greatly rewarding experience. A lot of the times, our EMS services, which is emergency medical services, in your communities are always in need for volunteers, and they do take, most of the time, they do take those who are under the age of 18 or 18 as either cadets, which are sort of the volunteers, but they don't go out on calls necessarily. And then once you're 18, you can serve as a regular EMT. And I know that for a lot of the training, they sometimes even offer it free. And it's a wonderful opportunity, especially for those who are interested in the medical field, students who are interested in this, to get involved, contact your local EMS squads, ask them what the age is to participate, ask them what the training requirements are, and if they pay for it, because if they do, it's a wonderful, wonderful way of interacting with your community and serving your community and saving lives at the same time. And what other opportunity as a young adult is so unbelievably gratifying as that. So that's another thing that I would also suggest. Additionally, some things to be said about New Heights Educational Group. They do a great job at catering to their volunteers. Going to do a little bit of praising just because I'm so proud to be a volunteer of New Heights. They have helped me so much in my goals to volunteer and to explore different areas that I've been interested in. As I said, I started off as a newsletter creator, a newsletter editor, and I was able to hone my skills in graphic design and things along those lines. And then I slowly moved out to do different opportunities, which led me to becoming the radio host and to also organizing new volunteers. So I was able to learn a lot of things. I was able to not only work on my interpersonal skills with communicating with Pamela, our founder and director of New Heights Educational Group, through the newsletter. I was also able to sit in on board member meetings and learn about how to run a nonprofit organization, all the details that go into that, kind of see the inner workings of New Heights Educational Group, which was really amazing. I was also able to organize new volunteers, send out information to them, and learn on my managerial skills and my time management skills as well. So just an overall very, very gratifying experience to volunteer, and I highly encourage you, once again, the audience, to volunteer your time. I know that New Heights particularly is very flexible. You can contact them at their phone number, 419-786-0247. Email them at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or visit their website at www.newheightseducation.org to volunteer. I know that right now they're definitely in need of teachers and tutors, which is a wonderful opportunity if you're interested in going into the educational field. You can hone your teaching skills at New Heights Educational Group, and they're definitely, definitely in need of this and definitely appreciative of the skills that you'll have to bring to New Heights Education Group. Again, just want to stop and say that guests are always invited to call in. We encourage others to join in the conversation. Our call-in number is 347-633-9225, and definitely would love to have anyone who's interested in this particular web show or in our past shows or anything in particular about New Heights are welcome to call in and chat with us here today. Again, just going over some of the things that we talked about volunteering, that anyone can volunteer at the end of the day. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are. It's a great opportunity. They're very flexible with their time. You can definitely manage schoolwork and regular work or other responsibilities that you have, as I know that I've been able to. And it's just a great place to build personal and professional skills. To volunteer in anything, not only in New Heights, but in everything in general. So we really want to stress as a nonprofit organization that volunteering is a hugely important part of not only the community, but yourselves, because it really benefits the community with the skills that you bring to volunteering, but also benefits you in your ability to grow as a person, to communicate with others, to work as a team with other people, because most of the time when you're volunteering, you're working with extraordinary people trying to accomplish the same goal who are also volunteering. You're also able to manage your time, build on your time management skills, build on just every skill that you would ever want, and especially for young adults, I feel like it is so important in preparing for college and preparing for future jobs. I know that's definitely helped me a lot in maintaining my professional life in the pursuit of jobs in the future and also in the pursuit of college. So again, just I know I'm repeating, but it just really is something that's really important to me to volunteer, and it's definitely made a huge impact, a huge positive impact in my life, and I think that it is important to stress that so other young adults and adults as well will get involved and really benefit from what volunteering has to offer. Additionally, we have some things that we always like to bring up sometimes when we have extra time for our radio show, specific information regarding Ohio and the State Board of Education. According to Task Force report to the State Board of Education, each year it is estimated that 40,000 Ohio students drop out of high school, representing approximately one-third of all who begin high school. A new study by the University of Cincinnati Economic Center for Education and Research found that there are nearly 750,000 high school dropouts statewide. Only 47 of every 100 Ohio students are employed, compared to 70 of every 100 high school graduate students. For each would-be dropout that finishes high school, the government saves an estimated $2,240 a year in public assistance costs. Dropouts are two times more likely to be incarcerated than our high school graduates. Each year, 40,000 young Ohioans drop out of high school, dramatically reducing their chances for well-paying jobs and increasing their chances of poverty, dependency, and incarceration. On average, each student failing to graduate from high school will end up costing Ohio taxpayers $3,909 per year from age 16 through 64, or $100,091,466 over a lifetime. The cost to taxpayers of each year's new class of 40,000 dropouts in Ohio is about $156,350,000 annually, not counting the ones that are already living off the system. Oops, I'm getting a call from Pamela Clark. Let's see. Hello? I'm good. How are you? You're on air. How are you doing?
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Someone else was trying to call to the show, so I'll let you go. So they said that the line was busy.
Oh.
I didn't know you were on air, so.
No, it's no problem. Bye. A little guest call from our founder and director, Pamela Clark. Apologize about that. If we're receiving technical difficulties with someone trying to call into the show, if you would like to try again, our number is 347-633-9225. And if that number doesn't work, you can call at 213-943-3434. But first try that 347 number, 347-633-9225. And we also have a chat room available, open. If you have difficulty with calling in, just let me know on the chat and we'll be more than happy to handle that so we can have you on our show. As you said, we really enjoy having guests on our show, and we do hope that whoever is trying to reach us will be able to. Again, special thanks to our founder director, Pamela Clark, for letting me know that there was, unfortunately, a technical issue with people trying to call in. Hopefully we can get that corrected. All right. So additionally, we were talking about Ohio dropouts and how much money it would cost for the state of Ohio to support these dropouts, and in contrast to how much it would cost for New Heights Educational Group to open its doors with salaries and everything we need to tutor people in every subject and every age is only about $23,620. And this includes tutoring adults. And it doesn't make sense for this to continue and for the government to continue to support the dropouts and same bad habits year after year. For those who are listening, for those who don't know, New Heights Educational Group focuses extremely on preparing young adults for in their education, providing resources, providing tutoring, online classes, really passionate, you know, especially the founder and director and everybody involved, the volunteers included, are very passionate about education, the importance of education, and additionally, that's why we're talking about volunteering today. So please, please, please do, if you can, if you are able, and if you are willing, please donate your time or donate your vehicle or both, as we listed the information before, or go online and perhaps just give us a donation for our nonprofit site, so that way New Heights Educational Group can continue to do an amazing job at educating the youth of Ohio's residents and catering to their volunteers as well. Additionally, just to sum up some of the upcoming events again, the Recognition Day and Pool Party are July 6th. The Graduation Day is August 3rd from 11:30 to 12:30. The potluck is at 4 p.m. For more information, definitely call us or visit us at our website or email us. And as far as the information for the boat and vehicle donations, you can check out our help page and click on vehicle donation for more info. This will greatly benefit us, as we said before, and we are more than appreciative of any donations in any form that we can receive. Additionally, as we discussed in great depth today, volunteering is also one of the invaluable things that we receive at New Heights Educational Group, and we would greatly appreciate anybody just willing to work in a friendly environment, to donate some of their time, to have flexible hours, to build on their professional and personal skills, to contact us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com, call us at 419-786-0247, or visit us at www.newheightseducation.org. Again, the volunteers that we are in need of at the moment are teachers, tutors, graphic organizers, researchers, web designers, grant writers, event planners, field trip coordinators, proofreaders, document and classroom builders, class monitors, yearbook designers, advisory panel, and so much more. Please check out our site for more information. It looks like we're going to have a short show for you today, but I think we are able to cover everything that we needed with volunteering. Again, some of the really good websites that Pamela has here for getting more information on volunteering and looking for virtual opportunities. If you're in the same position as me where you can't get to them physically, you can go online to greatnonprofits.org, www.volunteermatch.org, www.christianvolunteering.org, or www.grassroots.org. Hopefully get over this cold soon. And so we'll see you next week, May 11th. And we're going to be talking about, excuse me one second. We're going to be talking about, I do beg forgiveness from the audience for my being sick. I know that it's probably not very pleasant to listen to somebody cough during the entire Regia show, but unfortunately I have no control over it. But next week's topic is going to be interesting and I think very, very informative for those who will be listening. It's going to be on the new trend in education and the overabundance of free resources in education. I'm really excited about this topic because I know that for a long time that I've been interested in education, and so as a young adult, I've always looked up different free resources because, you know, it can get very expensive, obviously, and so I found such great resources for different topics in science, in humanities, in language, and different and amazing literary sources, journals for research, things like that. So I'm very excited to share that with you and the audience next week all the different resources that you have that are free to just learn pretty much anything that you're interested in. It just gets me so excited. I might be a little overexcited about learning things, but that's probably why I'm a volunteer for New Heights Educational Group. So anyway, look forward to that show next week, and hopefully I will be less sick then. And again, for more information about newheightseducationalgroup.org, if you're new to this organization, just visit us at www.newheightseducationalgroup.org, or call us anytime, 419-786-0247, or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Thank you again, everyone, for listening and bearing with me as I cough sometimes. And also, I do apologize. I know that some people were trying to reach us through Blog Talk Radio and call in. I do hope that that's cleared up the next time that we have our show, so that hopefully you can express the opinions or ask your questions that you wanted to ask, but unfortunately due to technical difficulties, we're unable to. So again, big thank you to newheightseducationalgroup.org and Pamela Clark, our founder and director, and obviously a big thank you to our audience and our volunteers, our current volunteers now. All right, so we'll hope to see you next week. And
I am on.